Let's talk about vouchers and how they could change public education and healthcare in America. That's because President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, has long made school choice and vouchers central to her education advocacy. And in healthcare, House Speaker Paul Ryan has pushed for something similar to a voucher system for Medicare. With a GOP-controlled Congress, that may be closer to reality. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us, as he does every Monday. Hi there, Derek.
Hello.
So first of all, let's start with education and school vouchers. What are they and how do they work?
Yes. So public school means that public money pays for the schools, and private school means that mostly private money pays for the schools. Vouchers are public money which goes to the parents to pay for private schools. So a school voucher program takes money that might otherwise go to public schools, often gives it to parents to use at their school of choice. And the school of choice can include for-profit schools, religious schools, so-called virtual schools, which means online elementary schools for homeschooled students. So it is a blend of the two systems which with most Americans are familiar.
Now, the president-elect's pick for education secretary, as we mentioned, Betsy DeVos, has long been an advocate of vouchers for K through 12 education. I mean, would her version of it be exactly as you said, that the parents could use the money for any type of school, public, private, parochial, charter?
Right. She's been an advocate for vouchers since her time in Michigan. And it's interesting because on the one hand, I think there are some attractively intuitive reasons why vouchers would be good for Americans. Vouchers seem to uphold sort of quintessentially American values of choice and competition and family control. But, very big but, there is another important American value, which is evidence. And the evidence on vouchers from Michigan and Louisiana and Indiana and other states is just not there right now. Low-income students who entered voucher programs in these states saw their test scores decline tremendously. Why might this be happening? Well, one reason is that if you give out vouchers, which are a fixed amount of support for families, potentially you have a lot of the richer students clustering in richer schools, which means you have less great schools, less expensive schools, where a lot of the lower-income students are clustering. And if those schools don't have great oversight, then it's not likely that they're going to be very good for helping low-income kids sort of, you know, learn learn that which they might have been sort of taken away from earlier in their education. So, you know, Michigan's experience here has been quite dismal, in fact.
Interesting. So let's move over to healthcare and Medicare, because for quite some time, House Speaker Paul Ryan has pushed for something similar to a voucher system. Of course, we should talk about how controversial that word is, of course, because Republicans call it premium support. So how would that work in Paul Ryan's plan and view for the future of Medicare?
Yeah, let me set this up a bit. Today, Medicare provides health care to senior citizens. I think most people know that. As a result, though, as a country gets older and medicine becomes more expensive, Medicare costs grow quite a bit. And so Ryan and other Republicans want to constrain costs by changing the relationship between the government, patients, and insurance. Rather than be enrolled automatically in one big insurance program, Medicare, you would get a certain amount of money from the government under Ryan's plan to choose an insurance program from a marketplace that would include private insurance companies. So once again, we can imagine how this might be good. Maybe competition drives down prices and creates a better service. But there are ways also to imagine that this might be very bad. Medicare is extremely popular and it is open-ended and automatic. You are enrolled automatically. If it's replaced with a fixed amount of government support, then that means that you might have lower income senior citizens who end up signing up for worse health care plans, which means that you don't have the kind of equality that we have for senior citizens over the age who are enrolled in Medicare. So there are clear downsides to this that I think liberals and Democrats have pointed out. In particular, there are downsides because Medicare is already an extremely popular program.
Well, and there's also the issue of whether or not the premium support or vouchers would maintain pace with the rate of cost increase for healthcare overall, right? Because healthcare in many, many years in this decade at least, has risen at a faster pace than even the consumer price index, for example.
Yes, that is exactly right. And what is a good way to cut costs for healthcare spending for senior citizens? It is to reduce the size of this check. So the same way, let's take Social Security as an example. In Social Security, if you want to reduce Social Security spending from the federal government standpoint, what you do is you slow the rate of growth of the Social Security check so that over time, older people, retired people can buy less food, buy less gas, buy less house, etc. You might try to do the exact same thing with a Medicare voucher or with Medicare premium support, as Ryan calls it. You shrink the size of the check, which means that lower income people who don't have a lot of savings can't buy the same kind of health care insurance coverage that they can buy today. So it is rather explicitly under Ryan and some conservatives a way to save money over time, but unfortunately one which I think and a lot of other people think is going to fall disproportionately on the low income and the middle class because they're not going to be able to get the kind of health care that we have guaranteed senior citizens for the last half century.
Well, Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you as always.
Thank you.